Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter 14, Text 11.
This is 12, right?
Hmm? 12. Tasya Bharya Sahasranam, Sahasrani Dashabhavan, Santam Nikas Japi Napo, Nalehe Kasu, Santatim. This King Chitraketu had 10 million wives, but although he was capable of producing children, he did not receive a child from any of them. By chance, all the wives were banned. Rupa Adarya Vayo Janma Vidya Ishvarya Shriyadiki Sampanasya Kunai Sarvai Chinta Vankya Pater Abhut Rupa Adarya Vayo Janma Aishvarya Shriyadiki Sampanasya Gunai Sarvais Chinta Vanta Pater Rupavadarga Vayo Janma Aishvarya Shriyadiki Sampanasya Gunai Sarvais Chitraketu, the husband of these millions of wives, was endowed with a beautiful form, magnanimity, and youth. He was born in a high family, he had a complete education, and he was wealthy and happy. Nevertheless, in spite of being endowed with all these assets, he was full of anxiety because he did not have a son. It appears that the king first married one wife, but she could not bear a child. Then he married a second, a third, a fourth, and so on. But none of the wives could bear children. spite of the material assets of Janmaishwarya Shukta Shri, birth in an aristic family with full opulence, wealth, education, and beauty, he was very much aggrieved because in spite of having so many wives, he had no son. Certainly his grief was natural. Grihastha life does not mean having a wife and no children. Chamanja Pandit says, putrahinam griham shunyam. If a family man has no son, his home is no better than a desert. The king was certainly most unhappy that he could not get a son, and this is why he had married so many times. Kshatriyas especially are allowed to marry more than one wife, and this king did so. Nonetheless, he had no issue. Om akam chanirantasya kimanjana shirakaya chakshur nirtam dina tasmai shri gurave namaha shri shaitan namo vistam sthapitam kena bhutale svayam rupa padavainam tathati shubhanantikam vandeham shri gurave shri dutavadam Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Rupa Dharya Vayo Janma Vidyaishwarya Sri Adi, Sampanasya Vinaya Savais Kunda Vanda Deir Bhu. So, Maharaj Chitraketu had his project for material happiness by having a good education, good wealth, beauty, everything. But the whole project was spoiled because he couldn't get a son. Prajapa, the desire is very strong to have a son, especially for the king, because the son serves as the heir to the throne. Somehow this king was not able to get a child, despite his best efforts. He married so many queens, but no son. Because finally, these things are not in our hands. In the Bhagavad Gita, Adhisthan Tata Karta Karnam Cha Pratagvita Vidhas Cha Pratagvita. Then? Hmm? let's see. No, Karanam Chapatakuna, Dividhais Chapatak, Cheshta, Dhyam Chadachakunsha, Anishthan Tatakarta, Karanam Chapatakuna, Dividhais Chapatak, Cheshta, Dhyam Chadachakunsha. In the accomplishment of anything, there are five factors that lead to success. Adisthana, the place for this body. And Karta, the doer, the person who's trying to achieve something. And Karanam Chakrata, the different senses that we have, eyes, ears, nose, tongue, five knowledge gathering senses, and five working senses, hands, legs, so on. So Karanam Chakratak Vipaya. And Vividhais Chakratak Cheshta, the different kinds of endeavor that we make into the efforts that we put into it. And Dhyam Chadachakunsha. And the fifth factor is Dhyam, destiny, or the hand of the Supreme Personality of God. When the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Sharira Vamanopir Yat Karma Kaga Pate Naraha Nyayam Vadi Puritam Vatam Shaite Tasirita. Whatever it is that we undertake, physical work, mental work, these are the five factors of action. Tatraivam Satikartaram Atmanam Kevalam Tuyaha Pashyatya Krita Bhutit Vam Nasapashati Guru. Therefore, a person who thinks that everything's up to him is a fool, Durmati. Akrita Buddhidvam, his intelligence is not very developed. And although he sees Napashati, he doesn't see Durmati, because his thinking is bad. He's thinking everything's up to me. And he doesn't take into account the other factors that bring about the accomplishment of an action. This bewilderment is very common. Children are taught, it's all up to you. It's all up to you. You can make yourself whatever you want. Sometimes we're told it's all positive thinking. But it doesn't work that way. Sometimes we put in our best efforts, we think positively, and everything fails. You have the best business plan, you have the best advisors, you have good capital, you've got good market, and everything fails. Some competitor unexpectedly enters the market and comes out with a product before you release it. Or 100 other ways in which your plan can be spoiled. Despite your best efforts, despite your positive thinking, despite your good qualifications, your MBA, your connections, your everything else, the whole thing fails. The Bhagavatam says sometimes there's a boat, which is very strong, and still the passengers drown. Good captain, good boat, and everyone drowns. And sometimes on a leaky raft with no proper captain, everyone survives. Sometimes the patient is severely ill and has no doctor, and he survives. And sometimes his illness is very slight, and the doctor is very good, and he expires. Therefore, it's not in our hands. We're thinking, it's all up to me. Yes, we also have to give our endeavor. That's where one item out of the five. Or you can say two items, because Divitat Chesta, our endeavors and our presence as the doer, they count. But finally, Daiva trumps everything. Daiva is the determining factor. Without the sanction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, nothing can succeed. Or with the sanction of the Personality of Godhead, even the most unlikely attempt can be a smashing success. Therefore, one has to take into account always the Supreme Personality of Godhead and understand that everything is up to Him. We're Krishna's servants. Our business is to serve. And the outcome of our activities is up to Him. Karmanye vadikaraste mapale shukadasha. Therefore, Krishna says, be detached from the results of your work. Give it your best effort. Karmanye vadikaraste, that's your body. But don't be attached to the results, because they may or may not come. And even if they come, they may not be what you think they were. Sometimes we get just the result we hoped for, and it becomes a source of disaster. We are hoping for such and such beautiful wife, and we get the beautiful wife, and she runs off with someone else and causes havoc in our life. What is that? Parya Rupati Sutra. Therefore, the Chanakya Pandit says that if the wife is too beautiful, she's an enemy in family life. Parya Rupati Sutra. What is that? If the father dies in debt, if the mata, Yavacharanini, if the mother is unchaste, Parya Rupavati, and if the wife is too beautiful, and Putra Shatru Apandita, and if the son is a fool and a rascal. That also happened, that King Anga, he was trying to get a son, and he was lamenting like this Chitragetu, I couldn't get a son. Finally, by the benediction of some sage, he got a son. And the son turned out to be a first-class rogue. Dana. Maharaj Dana. Then the king was lamenting that a person who has no son is better off than a person who has a rascal son like this. He was so disappointed that in the middle of the night, he just got up from bed, lying by the side of the queen, just got up and left, disappeared in the middle of the night. So sometimes, even what we desire, if we don't get it, that's a source of misery. And if we get it, that's another source of misery. That will find upcoming in the history of Chitraketu Maharaj, by the grace of the sage Angirai, he'll get a son. But the sage warns that this son will be a source of happiness and distress. The king just, all he heard was happiness. I'll get a son, I'll get a son. And he missed the part about distress. This is called obsessiveness. Obsessiveness means we're so stuck on some desire that we can't get away from it. Indriyanam vichavatam yanmano vidhiyate tadasya adati pravgyanam vayurnavami bhavasi. Sometimes the indriyanam, the senses are roaming around. I like to think of radar. You see the old movies where the submarines are prowling and there's a radar, like a circular dial, and the bar is going. And then suddenly it catches something. Everybody gets active. Submarine at 4 o'clock or whatever it is. Target. The mind is like that. Travatam means moving. Mind is always wandering. Where is sense gratification? Where is sense gratification? Where is sense gratification? Where is sense gratification? Mind is thinking, mind is reading, mind is watching videos, mind is on the internet, mind is over here, mind is over there. Beautiful woman at 4 o'clock. And his mind becomes carried away. Carried away on the water by a strong wind, his mind is carried away. Tadasya hariti pragyana. Yanmano vidhiyate, because the mind has become fixed. The story is told about the monkey who wanted to get something that was in a jar, a banana or something. He put his hand in, and then he couldn't get out his hand, because the hand plus the fruit were too big. And being a monkey, he couldn't figure out that I have to let go of this fruit if I want to get my hand out. Instead, he was trapped by his own desire. So, mano nuvidhiyate, mind is always thinking, it's thinking, thinking, and one becomes trapped. Thinking of something for sense gratification, and he becomes obsessed. It may be the most awful thing, it may be the most irreligious thing, it may be the most unattainable thing, it may be the most impractical thing, the most stupid thing, but once his mind becomes fixed, he's after it. He's after it. Hariti prajnana, his intelligence is taken away. I know one young man who became attracted to the wife of another man. And this young man was a skinny little, he was like skinny like me and smaller. And the woman's wife was like a wrestler. You know, it was like a powerful guy. So this fool, his mind just became attracted. Beautiful woman, he didn't think somebody else's wife, this is irreligious, this is against principles of Dharma, and the guy will kill me, he could just flatten me in 1 second. Doesn't think about any of that. Adati pragyam, intelligence lost. There was another example. One of our politicians in America, he was a senator. Senator means like an MP in India. Very respectable post. He'd been a senator for decades, and he came from a very conservative part of America. now he had a long career. He was probably, you know, maybe 60, something. And it came out in the newspaper that he was going to a nightclub to see one naked dancer. And after seeing the naked dancer, he would go off and go to some hotel. These things would happen. Man was married, man was respectable, and everything. And simply for the sake of an ordinary prostitute, he ruined his reputation, ruined his career. I suppose he probably ruined his marriage. Everything lost. And for what? Sex is sex, finally. With this one or that one. But he's imagining how wonderful his mind is. Anum pitiyate. Mind is fixed. This girl, this girl. And going from club to club to see her and associating with her. Aditi pratyam. Doesn't matter. The function of the intelligence is to discriminate. Does this make sense? Does that make sense? Is this a good proposition? Is this proper? The mind just flip-flops. I like it. I don't like it. I like it. I don't like it. I want it. I don't want it. This is the business of the mind. Therefore, the mind has to be controlled by the intelligence, so that the mind doesn't just flip-flop from one place to the other, and quite likely to the wrong place. The mind must be controlled by the intelligence. The intelligence will say, no, you have to do it this way, and take this into account, take that into account. And finally, the intelligence should be guided by Krishna, by Shastra, by Guru, by Sadhu. Indriyani Pranyadu Indriyadya Padamana Manasastu Kuralu Tiru Yorkutain Padatastu Saha. Higher than the senses is the mind, higher than the mind, intelligence, higher than the intelligence, the soul. Therefore, we should have top down management. Krishna is the supreme controller. We follow Krishna's instructions. We use our intelligence to direct our mind and senses. Then everything is alright. Otherwise, the senses grab hold of the mind degrades the intelligence, and the soul is lost. Therefore, our Krishna consciousness means to purify the mind, control the mind, by engaging the mind in Krishna's service, beginning with hearing and chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Then the mind can become the friend. Bandhuratmanaskasya yenatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanatmanat The uncontrolled mind is the worst enemy, but the mind which is properly controlled in Krishna consciousness becomes the best friend. So here, the king's mind was uncontrolled. He's obsessed. Obsessed means so fixed on something. That happened in the life of Bilbo Mangala Thakur also. He was obsessed with a prostitute, Chintamani, her name is. He was attached to her, so much so that he's at the funeral of his father, and while attending the funeral, his mind is thinking of the woman. His mind is thinking of the woman. And at the first opportunity, he skips out and starts heading for her house. And in the meantime, there's a big rainstorm, huge storm, and he's traveling through the rain. Then he gets to a river, and the river is swollen, He has to cross the river. Oh, I have to cross. He grabs onto some log and gets across. The log turns out to be a dead body. And he gets across. Then there's a wall. He grabs a rope, which turns out to be a snake, but he gets across the wall. Finally, in the midst of this thunderstorm, late at night, he's banging on the woman's door. She's gone to sleep. This man is not coming. Finally, banging. She answers the door and sees him standing there. And she said, "Oh, if only you're so attached to me. You're so attached to a woman like me for sex gratification. If only you were that attached to Krishna, how your life would be nice." Then somehow that registered with Bilvamangala Thakur. That message went into his heart and he realized, yes, I'm wasting my life. He's obsessed. Obsession is not bad, but we should be obsessed by Krishna. Just like the Goshami, Hey Radhe, Bhajadevi, Hey Chandadi, Hey Nandushu. Sri Govardhana Prabhupada Prabhupada, Kalindi Bhani, Goshantab, Visarva Prabhupada Prabhupada, Keta Nandushu. They were like the headmen. They were running all around Vrindavan. Krishna, Krishna, Radharani, Lalita, Vishakha, where are you? Because their minds were completely fixed on Krishna. So, for the mind to be fixed is good. That's called samadhi, fixed mind. When the mind is fixed on Krishna. For the mind to be fixed on something for sense gratification is a source of trouble. Whether we get it or we don't get it, it's a source of trouble. For the mind to be fixed on liberation will also be a source of trouble. If we're simply thinking of how to get out of this material world, how to merge with God, that will also be troublesome, because we will miss the final point of love of Krishna. We'll think this liberation is everything. And we won't get the right understandings. A man is thinking, how to get out of jail, how to get out of jail. Then when he's out of jail, well, now what do I do? He has no higher conception. What he knows is out of jail. When he's out, he has no life. But one wants liberation, even by spiritual suicide, by sacrificing his own individuality. And he's not thinking, after liberation, well, I was at one time on Padayatra, we visited one Jain Mandir. And they had, inside the temple, they had all the Tirthankars, statues of great ascetics, all emaciated and undergoing severe tapasya. So the guide explained to us, the sadhu, who's Jain sadhu, he explained to us these are the Tirthankars, they underwent so much austerity. So what was the purpose? Then he said, the purpose is moksha, liberation. So I asked him, and after liberation, then what? Moksha ki baat kya hai? And he said, moksha ki baat kuch nahi. After liberation, nothing. You get out of jail, and then there's nothing. So this is a crippled conception of liberation. Ranya Kara would come, sort of pain and give us. Real liberation means to get out of this material existence, get out of the fixation of material enjoyment, and become fixed in our eternal position of devotion and service. That will be our success in life. Any questions?
Yes, one can be a devotee. It's not that if I have education, I can't become a devotee. Or if I'm good looking, I can't become a devotee. Or if I have wealth, I can't become a devotee. Or if I'm born in the aristocratic family. But these things are obstacles. When I think, now I'm very qualified. I've got money, I've got education, I've got good looks, I've got aristocratic heritage. And he thinks, me, 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 me. I'm this, and he becomes proud. Janmaishvarya Shuddha Sri Dhir, Edamana, Kuma. He becomes puffed up. My family, my Harvard degree, my degree from IIT. My money, my this, my that. Janasimahoyamanamami, he becomes devoted. Well, that's the problem. Otherwise, if one remains fixed in Krishna consciousness, then in spite of these obligations, one can attain perfection.
And Srila Prabhupada has taught us that we can have plans.
That we can have?
We can have plans, but you do the need of Krishna, praying that I have this plan, if you so desire. That should be our prayer.
Yeah, if you so desire. We have our plan, but Krishna has his plan. Even better than I have my plan and if you so desire. What is your plan? I have my plan, I have my desire. That's pious. That I have my plan, but I know that it's up to God. I have my desire, I have my plan, but it's finally up to God. That's pious.
And we can pray that if you so desire, that
but
do this.
That's all right. I'm praying to God, I have this plan, I have this desire, and if you desire also, then my plan can be fulfilled. That's called pious. But still materialistic. This is my desire. And God, if you so desire and if you so choose, you can help me achieve my material objective. It's good. Sukriti. Krishna says a person who comes to God for artha, material improvement, is a pious person because he's turning to God. Fools and vessels never turn to God. But the pious person turns toward God for the achievement of his material desires. But better is the person who has no material desires, who is simply turning to God. Sir, what can I do for you? He approaches the spiritual master. Sir, what service? What is your desire? Just like Srila Prabhupada dedicated himself to the desire of satisfying the desire of Srila Prabhupada Sankhya Sutra. Guru Mukha Padma Bhakya Chitete Kuriyai Arna Kuriyamanash Nartam Nashtakur Kris. I have no aspiration except to satisfy the desire of my spiritual master. That's the best thing. Nandanam Najanam Nasundarim Kavitam Bhav Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I have no desire. I don't want money. I don't want fame, followers. I don't want a beautiful life. Mama Jagmati Jagmati, do you want liberation? No, I don't even want liberation. I just want to serve you. That's best. But akama sarvakamo va moksha kamo gadu ti ti drena bhakti yogena vijeta purusham Bhagavatam advises that there are three kinds of kamas, three kinds of people with desire. Someone is akama, no material desire. And someone is sarvakama, is full of material desire. And someone else is mokshakama, he's desiring mukti. Akama sarvakama va mokshakama udanati. But if he's broad-minded, intelligent, ti vrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham, then he should very seriously engage in the devotional service of the Lord. Whether he has no desire, all desires, or desiring liberation. Like Dhruva Maharaj, he was full of material desires. He wanted the kingdom better than Lord Brahma's. And the Kumarans had no desire. They were already liberated souls. But doesn't matter whether one is full of desires, no desire, desiring liberation. If he's intelligent, he should engage in the devotional service.
Raj, one more question which I would like to ask, because people like you only can answer such questions. It is not related to this. Guru and Vaikuntha are like the topmost planets. Guru and Vaikuntha are topmost planets. Krishna and Vishnu are there. Then there are people deciding that they also have a
find Jagatvalanani Vartan Te Tatam Abhadaram. Krishna says after going there, no one falls down again.
Yeah, that is correct. But those who are already born now,
they're called Nijabhata, eternally fallen.
You can't
figure it out. You'll never figure it out. Where he is, how he changes from this to that. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it said, from pure consciousness, illusion arises. From pure consciousness, illusion arises. From pure consciousness, illusion arises. So then someone says, that how can illusion arise from pure consciousness? Just like mushrooms, they grow from a dirty place, they don't grow from a clean place. How, from pure consciousness, does illusion arise? It can't be explained. But somehow, because the living entity has free will, he can desire. Even from the position of pure consciousness, if he looks toward Maya, at once, just like my hand, Now it's in the light. But if I turn it this way, at once the path is in darkness. So either way it can go. The living entity eternally has free choice. He can turn toward Krishna, he can turn toward Maya. Same thing. Can they fall down? Prabhupada explained. Just like Bhishma Pitama. Can he have sex? Yes, he can have sex. He's a powerful man. He can have sex. But he chooses never to have sex. Otherwise, although he's brahmachari, he's capable, he can have sex. But he doesn't use that capability. Capability is there, but he doesn't use it. So the liberated souls in Goloka Vrindavan, they have a fall-down capability, but they don't use it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Yeah, there's two, one in the back. Show of happiness, but we know that practically speaking, they're all frustrated or about to be frustrated. The majority of the citizens are frustrated. And if you come to New York, the proportion is still higher. Then, why isn't America sending Vairagis all over the world in huge numbers? Because they're frustrated like anything. Just like, for example, they get married, and 50% they're frustrated and they get divorced. So then what do? Do they become Vairagis? No. They go out again and do the same thing. And again become frustrated. That was Chitraketu Maharaj's program. Only because he was in Indian civilization, Vedic civilization, so he didn't have to divorce the first wife to get the second one. He could have any number. But it was the same program. This one didn't work, I'll get another one. This one didn't work, I'll get another one. This one didn't work out, I'll get another one. Now in the modern context, first they dump the old one and then they get the new one. But again, it's still frustrating. If frustration would automatically lead to Vairagya, the whole world would be renounced. But Vairagya comes about by the association of liberated souls. That we find later from the Narguni, Nagira, Rishi, King. Then Chitraketu became the Narguni. Now he's not even described as a devotee, he's just described as a king who had so much. But by the grace of Nard, Rishi, and Nagira, Rishi, then his frustration led to Vairagya by association.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, this is out of inquisitiveness I'm asking you this question. Krishna is everything happens by the will of the Lord. And there are so many good things we desire and it doesn't work out. But then, you see also, the fall down of the devotees. In general, not even interested, we spoke about the center also. So where is Krishna's will in this? Like, you know,
it's Krishna's will is clear. Sarvadharman pratyaja, we surrender to him. But our will is clear also. Well, why should I surrender? Maybe I'll half surrender or pretend to surrender. Or even if I surrender, still I'm not, now I'm thinking I'm surrendered, I'm safe. That's again minus strength. Now you're surrendered, no problem. But mind is very tricky and powerful. Even the person who's making progress on the path of spiritual advancement can be tricked. That's mentioned in the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. He becomes distracted. Tadasya hariti prajnam. And somehow his mind, just like a jami, well, he was a nice Brahmin boy, but he saw a Shudra and Shudrani embracing, and his mind went there, and then the mind kept going there, and then he fell down. So, in the probational stage, there's always danger. At the stage of the highest perfection, there's no danger. But even those perfected persons are very careful also. We saw that Srila Prabhupada was so careful, because the usual problem is the association of man and woman. That material force is very strong. See, we saw that Srila Prabhupada in his 70s still was careful about that. So much so, he was in Mayapur and his sister came to visit him. And they were talking in Bengali, this and that. And Prabhupada's servant thought that, anyway, I have something to do and brother and sister are talking and it's Bengali, I don't know, anyway, something. So he went off. And later Prabhupada criticized him. Why did you leave me alone with that woman? They were both in their 70s. And brother and sister. And still Prabhupada, why did you leave me alone with that woman? But we have young spiritual practitioners in their 20s and 30s, and they're thinking, no problem. I go, how did you strike up a conversation? Blah, 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 blah. And one thing leads to another thing. They're in trouble. So in the probational stage, there's always danger. But Nahi Kalyanaka question Durgatin Papadrashti. Even if one falls down, by virtue of the progress he's made, he gets to continue. But still, that's an interruption. He should have finished his business in this life. Anyway. Sooner or later he finishes it up. But best, Prabhupada said, in this one. As for why devotees get the good things, sometimes Krishna, he satisfies our material, helps us get what we materially desire and gets in the way of our spiritual desire? Is that your first question?
You say last week. You're talking today, now?
Yeah, your question.
I said that, you know, we do so many good things, try to do so many good things, and it just gets frustrated by anything.
That's Krishna's arrangement. One of two ways. One thing is, due to my past karma, I try to do something good, but because of my karma, it doesn't work. Just like, for example, me. I have terrible money problems. I may do this or that to get money. Money will not come. Actually, I don't have the worst money karma. I'll get as much as I need, but not more. But some people you see, no matter what they do to get money, money sees them and starts running the opposite direction. It doesn't matter, they pray to Krishna, they're devotees, they're going to do the business for Krishna, whatever it is, but their money karma is so terrible that money will not come. And someone else, his money karma is such, whatever it is, in whichever house in his horoscope, his karma is such that he goes to sleep and wakes up the next morning and money is looking for him. So, according to our destiny, someone is meant to get this, someone is meant to get that. Someone is meant to succeed at something, someone's meant to fail at something. So, Krishna doesn't just, oh, you became a devotee, I reverse everything. Not necessarily. And sometimes, out of special mercy, Krishna makes you a failure. You try, just like Prabhupada gave the example, that he had a business and he thought, I'll make money and I'll use it for preaching. And Krishna smashed the business. And then smashed it again. Yasyaham anugranami parishyetam anamshame. Krishna says, when I especially favor someone, I take everything away from him. Then he tries to build it up, and I take it away again. And he tries to build it up, and again I take it away. Then his family is disgusted with him, his friends all desert him. Finally he said, oh, Krishna, I surrender. Special mercy.
Maharaj,
yes.
It's not too part question. It's basically like Krishna says, my sanction, everything happens.
My sanction is?
He gives a sanction for everything.
Yes.
So why, if someone, for example, if he's or she is a devotee and doing 16 downs, falling for the negative principle, and then why then fall down? If Krishna doesn't interfere in such thing, he doesn't.
No, because someone has his desire.
So you mean to say obsession is more stronger than by the will of the Lord?
The will of the Lord is there, but the Lord doesn't force.
Then why good thing doesn't happen? Sometimes we have obsession for good things also.
That also. It's not that the Lord, because you're obsessed with something, the Lord grants it. I may be upset because they probably, or so many examples. We're obsessed with something, we want to achieve something, and it doesn't work out. Because the Lord has his own plan. Like Prabhupada was trying to start something in Jhansi, some preaching there, and it failed. The governor's wife took the property and the whole thing collapsed. So you say, well, he was a devotee, why didn't it succeed? Maybe if it had succeeded, Prabhupada would still be in Jhansi. Or would have still been in Jhansi. Krishna had a bigger plan. Fail in Jhansi and succeed all over the world. So no one can know what Krishna's plan is. Pandavas. Their whole destiny was, they're devotees. Why is this going on? Krishna has some plan. Therefore, Bhishma Dev said that no one can understand the plan of the Supreme Personality. We just have to accept, all right, Krishna, surrender. But as for someone he's chanting, then why does he fall down? Because he's not completely pure. He's not completely, if he were completely pure, he'd be safe.
So if you're completely pure, then only, you get protection from Krishna, otherwise you'll fall down.
Your protection is there, but you have to take the protection. It's raining and someone's holding an umbrella, and you're thinking, no, I don't need the umbrella. Then you get wet and you catch pneumonia. Now whose fault was that? The umbrella was there, you could have stayed under the umbrella and stayed dry. Instead you go, no, I don't need the umbrella. you have your own plan. And you can't blame the umbrella, why didn't you protect me? You went outside. Sita Devi. Lakshman drew a line. As long as you're behind this line, you'll be safe. Don't go past the line. She went past the line. Now whose fault was that? Lakshman's? As long as you stay on this side of the line, you're safe. Now you cross that line.
And Sita Devi crossed the line, like the whole thing happened.
Yeah.
That was by the will of the Lord it happened. So shall we consider the fall done also sometimes the will of the Lord, and maybe he has bigger plans for that person?
You may think that way, but it's very difficult to trace it all out. But sometimes we may think like that. That sometimes someone was getting too big and Krishna cut him down for his own welfare. He was becoming bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and Krishna cut him down. So does that mean that Krishna is his enemy? It may mean that Krishna was giving him a better opportunity. He's chanting, he's a big man, everyone is worshipping him. But some anartha is there. So Krishna, more kind, cuts him down. He has to serve him. Special mercy. Now we shouldn't take advantage. Think, well, anyway, I fell down, but it's all Krishna's mercy, it's Krishna's plan. Not like that. But when we see that others have some difficulty, then we can think that who can understand Krishna's
Thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to Krishna.